If you'd told me 10 years ago that I'd be out running a pack of mutated bloodhounds in orthopedic boots, I would have laughed. Then scheduled a massage and poured another glass of wine. Yet, here we are.
Run faster!
Jax yelled from behind me. I am running faster! I snapped, vaulting over what used to be a mailbox and was now more of a aggressive suggestion. These boots have arch support, not rocket boosters. A snarl ripped through the air. Too close. Way too close. Great. Fantastic. Love that for me. I pumped my arms harder, lungs burning like I'd taken up chain smoking during a cardio class, which, frankly, would have been less painful.
Left!
Jack shouted. Your other left or my left? I yelled back. There was a pause.
Your left.
See, that hesitation is how people die, Jax. I skidded around the corner, nearly eating pavement. The world blurred, crumbling buildings, ash drifting like snow, the faint smell of something burning that I really hoped wasn't human. Again. Honestly, the apocalypse had a scent, and it was deeply offensive. Another snarl. Closer still. I risked a glance back. Big mistake. The lead hound, if you could still call it that, had too many teeth. Like, a mathematically concerning number of teeth. Its eyes locked onto mine, glowing with the kind of hunger that said, "You look like a light snack with emotional baggage." Rude. Okay, I muttered. We're not dying today. I have plans, important ones, like surviving out of spite. I yanked the blade from my belt, spinning just as the creature lunged. Time slowed. Wind whipped my hair into my mouth, because of course it did. And my knee made a sound that definitely meant I'd be complaining about it later. But I held my ground. Listen, I told the monster, pointing the blade like I was scolding a particularly ugly dog. I am too old for this nonsense. It didn't care. Shockingly. It came at me anyway. I ducked, slashed, and prayed my reflexes remembered that I used to be mildly athletic in a past life. Before taxes, stress, and whatever fresh hell this world had become. The blade connected. The creature shrieked, collapsing in a heap of teeth and bad decisions. Silence followed. Then Jax jogged up beside me, barely winded. Of course he was barely winded. Men in dystopias always had suspiciously good cardio.
You good?
He asked. I stared at him. Then down at my boots, then back at him. I just fought a nightmare fueled by poor life choices, I said. My knee sounds like a bowl of Rice Krispies, and I haven't had coffee in 3 days. I sheathed the blade with a sigh. So no, I added. I'm not good. I started walking again. But I am alive. I muttered, and honestly, that'll have to be enough.